Hello and welcome to the Barton Legal Podcast. I'm Bill Barton, a solicitor who lives and breathes construction and engineering law. At Barton Legal, we help clients in the UK and around the world on everything from litigation and arbitration to drafting and negotiating contracts. And in this podcast, we unpack the latest legal trends and problems facing the industry, providing you with straight-talking insights to help break down these complex legal questions. So, let's get on with today's episode. Hi, I'm Bill Barton from Barton Legal, and I'm here today to present another legal bite size, this time about repudiation. Now, the aim of these is just to give you a heads up as to what, in this case, repudiation is, what it means. It's not a detailed review or detailed advice of repudiation. It's just enough for you to have a reasonable idea that if the term was used, you've got a pretty good idea what people are talking about. So repudiation is a common law term, meaning a breach so substantial that it deprives the innocent party of substantially the whole benefit of the contract. Repudiation has severe consequences attached to it, and it's crucial that you avoid committing this type of breach. So in this legal bite size, I'm going to delve into the definition of repudiation and the possible consequences and how to avoid inadvertently committing one. As I've said, repudiation is a breach so serious that it entitles the innocent party to terminate the contract at common law. Now, this may include a breach which deprives the innocent party substantially the whole benefit of the contract, or a breach of conditions of the contract, and the conditions are those contract terms which go to the root of the contract. So you have to bear in mind that not all terms of the contract are conditions. Or it might be the renunciation or anticipatory breach, where the defaulting party indicates their intention not to perform their obligations under the contract. So once an innocent party has identified the defaulting party's repudiatory breach, so you have to actually say what you believe that breach is. You need to be able to describe it, and it's quite a good test. If you can't actually describe the breach, then perhaps there hasn't been a breach. But once you've done so, there are two options. You can terminate the contract, or you can affirm the contract. It's at this stage I'd always recommend people to take independent legal advice from us, or there's plenty of other firms I could recommend to you. Because a consequence of wrongful determination can be drastic and repudiatory in its own nature. Additionally, inadvertently affirming the contract will deprive you, if you are the innocent party, of your entitlement to terminate. Termination is the process for bringing the contract to an end at common law. It releases both parties from their obligations under the contract. However, releasing the parties from further obligations will not mean that an innocent party cannot claim damages for a defaulting party's breach. Affirmation, on the other hand, is where an innocent party elects to continue with the contract despite the other party's breach. It's essential, if you suspect someone has committed a repudiatory breach against you, to take advice, because you need to decide, do you want to effectively, you can see there's been a breach, but you want to continue, and so you affirm the contract, and in terms you're waiving that breach, or do you want to say, as a result of that breach, you regard it as so serious and going to the root of the contract that you intend to terminate the contract. Obtaining correct advice will prevent you from inadvertently terminating or affirming a contract where that wasn't your intention. Both termination and affirmation must be communicated either by conduct or by clear notice, such as continuing to perform your obligations under the contract will be seen as evidence of affirmation, whereas abandoning your obligation, so that is stopping complying with those terms, would be seen as evidence of termination. So identifying repudiatory breach is paramount. If an innocent party incorrectly assumes action is repudiatory in nature and terminates, they might be committing a repudiatory breach themselves. And that is a very costly mistake. One of the outcomes of repudiation is that you are then entitled to the costs, the extra overcost of completing that contract. Now, that might be going back out to tender, additional consultants' fees and legal costs, but it's the extra over. But in the meantime, you're not going to be paying anything to the party in breach, and you retain control. So whether you are the employer or the contractor or a subcontractor, it's very important that if you think there has been a repudiatory breach, perhaps committed by you and you, it was unintentional, but you should get advice because it does have very severe consequences. I hope you found that helpful. And if you'd like more and detailed advice on repudiation or on any other subjects such as adjudication or variations, then please get in touch with me, Bill Barton from Barton Legal. You can get in touch via the website, which is www.bartonlegal, or just contact me through LinkedIn. I hope you found that helpful. Thanks very much. Thank you for joining me for today's Barton Legal podcast. Please make sure you follow the show in your podcast app to get new episodes as soon as they're released. We'll be tackling another important topic in this month's Barton Legal webinar, and you can register for free and watch back our previous webinars at bartonlegal.com. Why don't you connect with me on LinkedIn and follow Barton Legal to keep up to date with all the legal trends and news? I look forward to speaking to you again in the next Barton Legal podcast.